time.
I know. But my you try that in court.
I know.
You wait to hear them. How bad you hate that person? The judge will be all over you.
Yeah. Folks, could we get back in order? Take care. Thank you for coming.
Sure.
Thank you.
We'd like to get back into order. If we could get the group back here, please.
Come on, I'm out of cough drops.
I want a nice, juicy something.
Excuse me?
I want a
We are, unfortunately, at 9:45, and both issues took a lot longer than we thought they would or should. So I have to ask for an extension for 15 minutes beyond the 10 o'clock time.
I move that the time be extended beyond the 10 o'clock time.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, let's go forward then. There was a request. We have two people in the audience who are here to speak to item 5 regarding the report of a recommendation from the Park Restroom Committee to award the contract for the project to ERA Construction of Richmond for $136,710, and that requires board action. Would you folks mind if we took that up first so they can actually go?
That's fine.
Nikki?
Could we also move item 10 up since that also requires board action
okay.
and has a time constraint on it?
Okay, is that okay with the board too? I do need to get...
Not yet, because we have other
okay,
things.
We actually have to get through items 2, 3, and 4. And let's do this, number 5, number 10, then 2, 3, and 4, most definitely, because those have to get done tonight. 2, 3, and 4 are time sensitive. They put us on the schedule going forward. So, is that okay with everybody? Item 5 is at page 224. Okay. I'm sorry. General Manager Greg Harden will present to the board a recommendation from the Park Restroom Committee to award the contract for the Park Restroom Project the ERA Construction of Richmond for $136,710. Possible board action. Greg?
On March 23rd at 2 p.m., the Park Restroom Committee held a bid opening for the Kensington Park Restroom Project. A total of 11 bids were submitted, ranging in price from a low bid of $136,710.38 to the highest bid of $245,371. The committee's estimate for completing this work prior to bids being opening was submitted was $150,000 to $180,000. The bids were reviewed by the committee and our district legal counsel, David Garrett. The low bid was submitted by ERA Construction Incorporated and included the required bid forms with very minor discrepancies. Specifically, ERA provided a single corporate signature instead of two, omitted the license number for one of its subcontractors, and omitted the bottom portion of the disqualification questionnaire. Each of the discrepancies was investigated and clarified, and legal counsel advises that they can be legally waived with minor irregularities. Moreover, the committee members have direct experience working with ERA on numerous public projects. Specifically, Henry Mixer has worked with them before, and advise that they are reliable, trustworthy, and able to complete projects in a timely manner with a high degree of quality. Accordingly, the committee and legal counsel conclude that ERA is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. It is the committee's recommendation that the board award the contract for phase 4 restrooms for the Kensington Park Community Park to ERA Construction and direct the general manager to execute the contract in full conformity with the terms and conditions of the contract document.
Okay. This was the lowest responsive bid, right? The best?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
I have two questions, Greg. Did you check professional recommendations from past clients of ERA, and did you check ERA's Better Business Bureau rating?
Yeah. We did not check their past clients, That was not part of one of the things we asked the firms to submit. And like I said earlier, Andrew Mixer has experience with the particular firm working with the West County School District. As far as the Better Business Bureau, I checked today, and they have no contacts, either positive or negative, with them. Our district council also checked with the state, and we did confirm that they are licensed. All the proper licenses are filed with the state, so there's no issue there.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we accept their bid and execute a award the contract to ERA.
Kathy, before you make that, just in the interest of fairness, we should probably have the board give a brief discussion, and those few people in the room would like to.
I'm going to move it for discussion purposes.
Okay, fine, good.
Is there a second?
Second.
So now we would like to invite board member discussion on this. I see nothing wrong with adopting the contract. It seems to meet the requirements we put forth in the RFP. It's responsive. It's a fair price.
I concur.
I read it thoroughly. I have no problems with it.
Let's open it for the public real quick. You two guys on the park committee, would you care to comment at all? Andrew and please.
My experience with DRA is I work as a project manager for the West Contra Costa Unified School District in the facilities planning and construction department, and I frequently have dealings with ERA, and every time that I've had dealings with them, they've been successful and done a good job. Now, does that mean I guarantee their work? I don't. But they have performed well.
Okay.
And they seem to do what it takes to get the job done.
Okay.
And their range of jobs that I have been exposed to in the last year is very small, from 10,000, lots of small jobs down to 200, I think the largest one's around $250,000. So they're capable, they have the contacts and resources, and I believe it's, we're based on positive experience in the public contract sector, which is the school district, and the fact that they are a responsive and responsible bidder in terms of all the documentation and the low bidder, it's proper to recommend them.
Okay. Any other public comment at all? Anthony.
Can you remind us how this is being budgeted? How much, where the money comes
this
from?
This is all coming from Measure WW funds and $45,000 contributions from KCC. So it's none of it's coming out of the district revenues. Measure WW was a park revenue, a park tax pass for the East Bay Regional Parks. And the trade-off for the East Bay Regional Parks gave the money was that various cities and communities close to the park also get a share of it for their use. So this is Measure WW bond money that we're entitled to use for a community improvement. And the bathroom is deemed to be a community improvement.
And some of it was contributed to
KCC made their flush fund. Thank you, their flush fund. And they gave money to make improvements to the for a new bathroom. So it's all either public money available to the district or it's private contributions through KCC.
Thank you.
Andrew.
Yes, Measure WW funds that are entitled to Kensington are $238,000.
We'll be using about 110 of them, I think, for this.
And the important thing to know is that ultimately the district will get those monies from the East Bay Regional Park Department. However, the district must fund the project through its own resources.
We'll be reimbursed, I think.
And we'll be reimbursed.
Okay. Any other public comment at all? Okay. Is there a motion to approve this award of contract then?
There's a motion and a second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Let's take up Nikki's item, which is the last item in this agenda. District new business, Nicole Kaiser will request a letter of support from the board for the initial application for a grant from the Diablo Fire Safe Council for $5,000 to help fund fuel load reduction and increase safety in the southwest corner of Kensington Park. This funding, along with contributions of labor and funds from neighbors, would help the district to mitigate the fire hazard posed by the highly combustible acacia, invasive ivy, briars, and thistle prior to fire season. Possible board action. Nikki, why don't you walk us through this very quickly?
Has the board had a chance to have a look at the documentation for this yet? So I'm not being too redundant.
I think we've all looked through it.
Sure. Right off the bat.
Yep.
Is this appropriate to be brought to this board or to the fire board?
This is appropriate to be brought to this board because you own the property. The fire board wishes to take no action on property that they do not own.
So you spoke with them?
Yes. We have been talking with both this board and the fire board since late last fall about the possibility of doing a grant along these lines.
Okay. Thank you.
So they do support this if you choose to go for this grant. They think it's a wonderful idea. They just don't wish to tell you what to do with your own property anymore, and they wish to tell anyone else what to do with their own property.
Question, Nikki.
Yes.
This fuel reduction is going to take place in the park.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that there's a plan that would be reviewed?
Yes. The plan has to be developed in concert with the Diablo Fire Safe Council. It has to be developed after they decide whether or not to approve the general concept of doing fuel reduction at this location and funding it. So it would be something that, for instance, if the board were to direct the general manager to be the board's liaison on that, it being a small amount and it being within the amount that he's allowed to spend discretionarily, Greg, myself, Diablo Fire Safe Council will come together, develop a plan that suits the district as to exactly what will be done. Honestly, it's not really much different than the general clearing that has to be done on a yearly basis there. It's just that we can get funding in from elsewhere to help fund it, because we know it's very tight this year. We might
right.
be able to do a little bit better
My only concern is to make sure that it stays within the jurisdiction of the general manager, because it is our property and we cannot
right.
delegate that duty, especially in an important area like fire reduction, fire fuel load reduction.
Right. Well, he has been taking care of all the brush clearing that's been done up until this point. I don't see this being any major change from that, and I'm sure Greg, you would, being a cautious nature, would come back to the board if it looked like there was anything beyond the usual work to be done there.
So does this grant allow for supplanting of already ongoing brush clearing and that sort
supplanting?
Of
how so?
Yeah, in other words, we're already doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
With district funds.
Right.
So this isn't a new operation.
No, it's not totally a new operation, no.
No. So many grants will not allow you to supplant.
In addition to. So if you can imagine that I don't know exactly how much we spent, Greg, last year on brush clearing in that area of the park. Do you have the numbers for that? I had kind of tossed a question your way, but it was, we were very busy at the time. So do we know, do we have a general idea?
No, it's just part of operations and maintenance. It's part of that budget.
So you're not sure what the breakout is for that? Okay.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I'm all in favor of doing this. I don't want to represent in our application that this is new. I don't want to make an application that is not honest.
I think in my application there it says that this is work that is similar to any continuation of previous work that the district has done in that area. I think I've discussed the fact that we have done brush clearing. I even discussed the fact that it's typically done, frankly, at the wrong time of year after the thistles are 8 feet tall and about this big in diameter. And I'm not kidding. These guys have to go out there with machetes okay. instead of weed whackers. The metal wire weed whackers, which will take down small trees, will not take down those briars.
But let's stay focused.
Nikki, you're asking us to also. I'm sorry, Kathy. I didn't mean to step on it.
That's all right. I just wanted to stay focused and get home tonight.
Yeah. You're asking us to put a matching grant of $5,000. Do we have that in the landscape and lighting budget to put towards this? This is a matched grant where school, community volunteers along with district personnel or district contractors will undertake the clearing of that southwest quadrant.
Well, that's the question I was asking about supplanting. We're already spending the money.
We're spending a small amount of money to do it, but not on a planned, regular basis. Basically, we spend it when the fire chief comes by and goes, "That's a hazard. Do something about it." Then we kind of go, "Ah!" and do something reactively. This is a planned thing where we're specifically going to target long-term removal of these things. Instead of just weed whacking them off, 6 inches above the ground, we're talking about actually
carefully digging them out,
and so we don't have to do this again later. We're talking about doing a better job of what we've been doing on a kind of haphazard, reactive basis. Now, as to whether or not, A, I can get matching funds from the board, obviously that's up in the air, and B, there's the issue of whether or not waivers are sufficient to allow volunteer work within the park. That is also something that the board council will have to advise on. But the community members are volunteering if it is possible for us to help in the park, and if not, we are, if you've read this thoroughly, you'll see that we have volunteered to actually commit to doing something that no one else in the community has done, which is, because we are bordering the park, we will commit to keeping these specific species off our property so that they cannot recede or crawl or stolen or otherwise come back into the park and undo everything. So,
just to be clear, Nikki, you're asking us for initially is a letter of support,
right,
so you can apply for the grant.
Correct.
And then there is a whole bunch of things we have to work through together.
Right.
Waivers of liability issues,
right,
insurability issues, the scope of work to be done, a whole
right
host of things.
Those
so have to
be
only
after the grant is approved or not.
Your only request right now is to actually get a letter of support for your grant.
My two requests are a letter of support for the grant and hopefully a decision that if the grant is granted and we come up with a good plan, that you would be willing to match possibly up to $5,000 worth of funding, or a smaller amount, but we're more likely to get the grant approved, especially because this is a district involved thing, not just neighbors alone. We're more likely to get it approved if there's some funds coming from the board so that they see that they're not just giving you
okay
a handout as a
okay
district.
But may I ask a question for clarity here? My understanding is that by supporting this, that we are in fact underwriting a $5,000 matching fund, and not a piece of it, or not $2.50, but we're gonna apply for $5,000 a grant,
mm-hmm,
and then our underwriting will also commit that we will match that $5,000 with $5,000 from the district's budget, correct?
If you approve it as written, yes. I obviously wrote this with the highest bar in mind. If the board feels that they cannot reach that level of matching, I would hope that they could put forth some sort of funding towards this that would indicate to the Diablo Fire Safe Council that the district is willing to make a commitment to work on its land in addition to the monies that are coming from the grant.
Yeah, I wasn't challenging what you were saying.
Yeah.
I just want clarity on what I'm voting for.
Right. Okay. So you need to decide on whether you want to vote for a up to $5,000 matching fund, depending on what Diablo Fire Safe awards us. They could only award us $1,000, in which case I'm not asking for $5,000 from you. I'm asking for up to $5,000 matching, and you can obviously amend that, but that's how I wrote it with that in mind, in hopes that could be achieved.
Even if you get the grant, we still have to approve the scope of work you do, and we have to resolve liability issues.
Correct.
So this is really just the first step.
Correct.
Okay.
Would you like a motion?
Yeah, I would actually. Is there a community discussion on this?
I have a little bit.
Sure, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is there input here about the matching, knowing the budget committee meeting we just had?
Yeah, there's nothing in the budget to address this. I mean, it would take it out, let me start over. Nikki's right. We clear that area when the fire marshal comes in and says, you gotta clear the area. When that occurs, we take the money out of the maintenance for the park. There currently isn't any special area in the budget or the upcoming budget that would address matching the grant unless the board directs a transfer of $5,000 for this purpose. My question, I mean, I've gotten two different takes on this matching thing. I was told by a member of the Diablo Fire Safety Council that there was no requirement for matching funding. And I was wondering if you could clarify that.
There is no requirement for matching funding. However, usually these grants are given to just a community organization working on their own property. So say a block gets together and says, we want our block to be more fire safe. All those private property owners get together and say, we're gonna do all this labor and yeah, we can each kick in $100 or we're just gonna do labor. And Diablo Fire Safety makes a choice as to whether or not it looks like they've gotten enough commitment from the neighborhood to do it. Whereas this is a...
Okay, I need to actually ask for an extension motion, if you don't mind. I hate to do this to you both.
I move that the session be extended till 10:15?
10:30, actually.
10:30?
We're on the 10.
10:15?
Well, we're going from 10:15 to 10:30.
10:30.
Yeah. I hate to do this, folks, but we have a lot of stuff and...
This is my last one, and I'll say yes.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we'll go to 10:30, which means we're gonna table a lot of stuff on this agenda, except for things we absolutely need to do.
Well, can we cut to the chase on this,
yeah.
Chief? Is it, since you don't have a line item for this specific clearance, and if Nikki got the $5,000, you would not be incurring any additional expense from what you expect to incur anyway, would you?
No, it would be
You'd be spending the $5,000 on the park maintenance in any way.
Right.
So what we're doing is earmarking that park maintenance for a specific quadrant of the park that needs attention. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Does that impact your budget in a way that you don't want to happen?
Well, you would have to come back and direct me to get the money from somewhere.
There's going to be a plan that directs what they want to do in that quadrant.
Right.
And if it's, I would think the thing to do would be to take, you have a $30,000 landscape and lighting assessment for maintenance of the park, you would allocate $5,000 towards matching grants for that and just go down to that particular quadrant and clean it out.
Okay.
Is that far more than you would ordinarily?
Yeah, one of the things on the agenda is one of the things we approved tonight is that assessment. And that assessment is specific to what we're spending the money on. We can go to that right now.
But the assessment actually provides for maintenance of the park. We're expending maintenance.
But there's a breakdown as to how that money is spent there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to get to.
You know what? Because
I might just say that Nikki's right about the matching funds, grantors, generally. Very much appreciate a matching fund and are more likely to give grants to individuals and organizations who are willing to support it themselves.
Okay, if you go to page 167 of your packet.
Okay.
Now this is for the upcoming year, and it's similar to this past year. That's the breakdown of the park maintenance budget. Okay. Now, the maintenance contract is about $22,000, and an additional $15,000 in there for additional items, be it the fire. So I guess the answer to the question is, of that $15,000 that we use for other maintenance things that occur in the park, we could use $5,000 of that $15,000 for those things. However, if the kids bust the sprinklers like they do every year and trees fall down and I have to get cleared and stuff, I still might have to come up with an additional $5,000. And I can't say at this time. I can't answer the question other than the breakdown for the budget is right there on page 167.
Yeah,
I can direct 15 of that, 5 of that 15 to this project, but it could affect what we do in the park on other items.
On the other hand, you have an additional $5,000 coming in from outside sources that you wouldn't have had to use at all.
We understand that.
Why don't we put a motion on the table and decide what to do right now?
I move that we provide the letter of support that Nikki is asking for, and that we pledge matching funds up to five and not to exceed $5,000.
Is there a second?
There's an amendment. Can I offer an amendment?
Sure.
Subject to the proviso that this not go forward except on an approved plan of work and an approved insurance and
waivers of liability
To the satisfaction of both the board and the general manager.
Okay.
Is this going to be approving the document that I provided you with?
No, that resolution
would be a little bit.
We support your application for the 2011 Diablo Fire Safe Council grant.
Yeah.
If this grant is successful, we will pledge matching funds up to the $5,000. Director Harmon is directed to oversee all plans, approvals, expenditures, and further volunteer actions related to this project. I think that's covered. And the district council will advise on the feasibility of using volunteer labor with the park with appropriate liability waivers for invasive weed removal work days. That's what you're asking for. And I think the only thing that she wanted to, was there anything you wanted to add to this?
Well, I was being more specific than that, and that was the scope of work be approved. I suppose it comes under plans.
Three.
Approval,
yeah.
Number three.
I think it
and
does.
And specifically that the insurance aspect of it be satisfied.
Okay. I think we got that covered.
All right. If you're satisfied
yeah.
that that's general,
so
generally covered.
Let's amend your resolution to it. Look at the
let's
resolution.
Just take it, yeah.
It's exactly what Nikki's provided for us here.
I'm a little challenged by, because I don't know about the second whereas, as mandated by the state of California, whereas it is the responsibility of property owners to maintain defensible space as mandated by the state of California.
I think
I'm
that's actually true,
that,
because the fire district will come through and do it for you and charge you.
Yeah.
You
well,
have to
I know that that's
perimeter.
True, but I...
There are certain very specific things about height of brush and distance from roof line and things like that that are part of the definition of defensible space.
I'd like to move to adopt Nikki's resolution as presented to us. I think it gives us enough wiggle room.
That's fine. Second.
I'd like to call the question now and vote on this. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you, Nikki. Okay, you and Greg can take
this defensible space thing. There was like a 30-foot
there.
It's
I don't have 30 feet between me and my trees.
The fire district will make sure you do. Folks,
no, they won't.
Yes, they will. We have taken care of items 5 and 10. We must deal with items 2, 3, and 4 tonight. Those are all a group. I propose that, frankly, everything else be tabled until the next meeting.
I agree. Don't you have to do 8?
Eight is, okay, we can add 8 into it too, but just so you know, item 8 is a chance to present anybody on this board with the offer of being nominated to serve on SDRMA. We can take that up relatively quickly. So let's move forward items 2, 3, and 4 as a group, because they really do belong together. So Greg, why don't you take us... Yeah, and we have to pass them. They have no choice. I mean, it's
motion to pass.
There you go.
We're done.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you for adjourning.
But
Greg, be very, very brief in the description. We've all looked through items 2, 3, and 4. I think
yes.
we're aware of what we're doing here, and the notion really is we have to sign up the landscape and lighting assessments for the next year, based on the reports we have. That's kind of the general concept. So Greg, if you can do
okay,
it.
Okay. Resolution. 2011-06. This is basically a resolution by the board directing me to begin the proceedings to get the landscape and lighting thing passed. Can I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Any public discussion on this at all?
Decline.
Okay, thank you. Let's call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No.
Pass that one around for signatures now.
Okay. Item 3 is on page 159, and this
resolution 2011-007, This is actually a resolution of the board actually approving the annual report that was provided by NBS, which is part of your packet. The only thing unusual about this is like we already talked about that one portion of it where the budget expenses for the district are broken down in there. And also, it's kind of important, you're raising the assessment from $13.85 to $14.09, I believe.
$0.08.
Okay. But that's still within the limit of the landscape and lighting assessment requirement. Okay. Any public discussion on this at all? Because it is an enabling resolution. If we don't pass it, we don't get the landscape and lighting assessment.
If I may, I'd like to move the adoption of resolution number 2011-007.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? No. And the third resolution in this string is on page 220.
221.
I'm sorry. General Manager Greg Harmon will present to the board for adoption resolution 2011-08 of the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District declaring its intention to levy and collect assessments for the Kensington Part Assessment District for the fiscal year 2011-2012. Go ahead, Greg.
Resolution 2011-08 is basically directing me to begin the proceedings to levy the tax and begin the collection of the assessments for the tax. Prepared by NBS.
Okay.
There's a public hearing on May 12th, right?
Right.
Any public discussion on this? Okay.
The adoption of resolution 2011-008.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay. There's one more other issue we can deal with relatively quickly, which is item 8. And then I would like the board's request to table all the other items 1, 6, 7, and 9 until the next meeting. We just don't have the time, and Kathy is really sick over here. I want to get her home. Is that okay with you folks if you table those items?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So item 8 basically is at page 261, and it is a request from SDRMA notifying us that if anybody on this board would like to run for the SDRMA Board of Directors, there is a process here that they can go through. The nominations have to be in, I think, by May 3rd or May 4th. So there is a whole guideline process here. And if anybody's interested in doing it, we have to have a board resolution. Is anybody interested in running for the SDRMA insurance? I see one. No.
No.
No? Kathy? Tony, are you interested in running?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Then this really doesn't apply to anybody here since no one wants to run for it. So with that in mind, I think if you all agree formally, we can table items 1, 5, 6, and 7, and 9 till the next board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn then?
So moved.
Not 5. 5 we did.
I'm sorry, we did do 5. 1, 6.
6, 7, and 9.
Yeah, to the next meeting. Okay. There's a second to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all for coming. I'm sorry we ran so late.
And Chief, this was a monumental amount of stuff to put together. I just want to say how much I admire that you were able to do this. It just really is amazing to me.
Thanks.
And on top of that, to get the confidential material out to us while you had the busiest month ever, and you have not enough additional help. Thank you very much. It's an extraordinary effort.
Do you need our signatures on
yes.
those?
Yes, you guys should just line up over there or else have them. You can come over here and pass them down.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring any gold pens for the tree resolution. Did it under budget.
No ceremonial pens?
You guys aren't going to get any trouble because we got cute with 007 and 008, are you?
007 and 00.
Talk to Greg, those are his. He had fun with that.
I'm shocked. You knocked 15 minutes off of the...
15 minutes off of the authorization.
We had authorization for 10:30 and you wrapped it up at 10:30.
Well, people wanted to go.
So we ended early.
Let the minutes show.
You know the best thing the Bayview guys have? The Bayview company has their guys.
Oh, their staff, yeah. They're very
They are so wonderful.
Yeah.
They really are nice.
I think I've probably given him about $2,000 over the years to take extra stuff from my house.
Oh, gosh. And you know what?
I'm more than happy to do it.
I never changed my can. Years ago, I went down to, and it's like a half of a can at most. And usually, it's just like one bag. Because I recycle everything.
Yeah, sure, we all do. That's why that's.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone out there with bags and stuff, and I go.
But I know what it means, so I don't change.
I don't either. I haven't changed my can.
And it isn't from laziness, it's one phone call. I know that it means that they won't have enough revenue. I wish their contract were different.
I wish the economy was different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah. It's a sad state of affairs.
It really is. Many people in our country are suffering.
Yes, no question about it. Don't leave yet, Mark. You've got to sign some resolutions.
I'm just getting ready.
Bar the door. No one leaves till they sign.
He could only find one.
Of what?
Signature page. So we're all signing for those three revenue levies.
Yeah.
So his proposal is to copy, make two copies for the others. I think they probably
need originals, right?
Six.
Yeah, I think you do. And
then let me pull them out of the thing because I can't find them.
Well, here, just a second.
Well, Greg, I think this one now is just pulled out of ours.
Yeah.
I got my dates.
Oh, okay.
Sure. So I'll be there.
Rodney says there were some time-sensitive things.
But I won't be.
Police car.
You have them?
I don't know.
There's nothing we can do. We just can't.
Oh, somewhere around the.
Oops.
The reason it's a hard week for me
court
is this one I'm going to give John's memorial.
This is one down.
I'm going to be able to do it. If not, we'll find someone who can.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We're going to be out of town now.
That's okay. We'll work it out.
Won't be here.
Greg, do you have other copies?
I know that you won't, but I know that you will. You've been very supportive of me.
Drafted,
that's you are. You're super.
Non-discrimination.
All right.
Thank you. No, we'll work it out.
Okay. And you have the vote.
Here you go, kiddo. Okie doke. I wish I'd made that resolution. That motion. Where do we put these?
My mom used to make me $400 of honey. Thank you. Help quite a bit.
Greg?
Put them in a secret place.
I have that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everybody
feel it. This is absolutely true. Or the, what is it?
Can't believe that.
Sniffling, sneezing, coughing. Boy, am I on the kitchen floor medicine? Yeah. It's worse. Yuck.
Good night.
You took
that one's done.
Thank you very much.
That one's done, so we got three.
Yeah.
See you guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good night. I did. Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. But if I had a resolution tonight, I would like to see us have a commitment always to.
Oh yeah, that's how I do it.
Yeah,
I get it.
So Chuck, how does this, not having done this right. before, how does this work? So I gave you guys the resolution, you voted on it as it was more or less. Do I get a copy of that back of I's and May's written on it, or what do I give them?
Greg, oh, you need that. Oh shoot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we need to total the I's and May's
they
on
need
it.
A comment.
I don't think you all have to sign it or anything.
Okay. Greg can also provide a cover letter explaining the support and the board passed it. As I heard it, 5-0, right?
Yeah.
He can do that.
He can.
And he can attach that. And if there's a question, Greg, let's just talk with him real quick.
Yeah.
I'm glad
to take care of this stuff. Our policy. I'll focus in on certain people. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Same.
So I'm trying to.
I didn't want it to look like
That's a rhetorical question. Yep. Good question, but rhetorical.
Yeah.
Good news, that's the last one. 14 April.
And I'll make you a copy.
Thanks, get some of that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Believe me, it's a way more involved process than handling rights, except the way we use they want.
You probably have.
No word, no word, huh? Yes, it's gonna be going to.
That is, what's going on?
Oh.
You can be the.
Pop that little stuff around.
Get it done.
Man, it's a good thing you forget about the whole process, so you'd never do it twice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what is this hooked up to?
Do I get to go on online? Am I the only person speaking that can do this with them?
No, you can run for election and get elected to the board.
Did you put those name tags in there? This goes in there too.
Yeah.
Do